table.
Do you care to table it? So I would move the agenda, approval of the agenda. So at that time, we'll just table that item.
Actually, table it. Table it. The agenda.
Okay. So I would move the table item 8. Some more discussion going on there. And with that, or first tabling, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Arthur, say aye. Thank you, Arthur. A motion to approve the agenda?
So
moved. The motion is a second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Public comment. Joyfully, there's no one here. So let's go to the minutes of July 9th. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second, but I'll abstain since I wasn't here.
Then I'll second as well. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye, and an abstention. Great. That's minutes. The CEO.
All right. So I have been here for 5 weeks now. During the time that I have been with the organization is actually 6 weeks, I believe. I have been meeting with community members, with board members, and with staff to inform my role, my work. And in fact, one of the items that we are presenting to you today has to do with an assessment that I completed with the staff in terms of internal operations and how we prepare better for our future work. So we will get into the details of that in a few minutes, but one of the items that I'm presenting to you, it's a reorganization and doing an assessment of additional positions that we have, and by doing that, we're saving money to the district. So in terms of community members, I have met with a number of organizations throughout the district and trying to learn what the specific needs we hear from some of our stakeholders, and also understanding a little bit of the landscape and the tensions that exist in the district to great, I think, advantage to us as we engage with organizations and increase the visibility of our district. The last item that I was presenting today, I believe we will have to table it, which is a community needs assessment RFP. We had some conversations today at the program committee, and it was decided that we will have some follow-up conversations and include the strategic planning committee in those conversations, and we will bring that to consideration at the, probably at the next meeting.
So which
item number 7?
I just want to get me on the same page. There we go. Great. Okay. That's going to be tabled. Great. Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chief Financial Officer, you got the leasing update.
Thank you. So we're currently working. Steve's doing a lot of, Steven's doing a lot of work with regard to leasing at the Las Palmas Medical Plaza. We will be bringing to the committee 3 lease renewals, and we still have, looks like the flag is still going to have about 3 suites that will be vacant that we are continuing to work on to work towards our goal of getting the facility 100% occupied. Any questions regarding the flag?
Let's go to the the financial reports.
Right now, year to date, this is for the 2 months ending July and August. On page 10, you'll see in the last, the third column from the right, and we're currently about $1.3 million net income
which is just a little under a million above what our current budget is. And that's in the far right column. And that's a component of our income on our investments is doing a little better than we have projected. And then we're under budget on expense in several categories, direct expenses and professional expenses of about $150,000. Plus on our grants, we're under committed on that right now by about $576,000.
Our interest, are we anticipating having a downturn with that?
I don't think that we'll have much downturn on that because they're bonds and they, okay, it doesn't get affected.
Long-term bonds or?
They're typically 5 years.
Okay.
We don't get any crazy stocks.
Yeah, so they're pretty, so they're low interest bearing, but they're, you know, less susceptible to.
Good. Do you want to just work your way down through the receivables, unless people have additional questions on the financial statements? Right. Arthur, anything on the financial statements?
No, but I think you've been talked up a little bit, gentlemen.
I will.
Fine. No.
All right. Thank you.
Got it. Thank you, Arthur.
Question.
Thank you.
Page 19 of 143. Dedrick Healthcare Foundation, that's due, the 53-248 due from foundation. What was that again?
Okay, so a lot of our staff, they're all paid through the district, so we do have an allocation of overhead to the foundation.
Very good, thank you. And let's see, there was one thing. Well, I don't know where I noticed it. I think it was on the bills that you paid. Do we only utilize Dedrick's Son for, there was one that we paid a bill for Dedrick's Son. Is that the only outlet that we use for?
We'll do some Spanish speaking publications in the East Valley.
El Informador.
So whatever we do to Dedrick's Son, is it typically informative? And I guess I'm just trying to understand whether we're doing as much as we can for Spanish speaking only.
Typically, anything that we do in the Desert Sun will typically do.
So I didn't see anything for the Informador, so I was just curious about that. And
hey, Chris, I have a question.
Yes.
In the aging, you have all these back, you know, that you have credits in the 1 to 30 days. Is this money we owe people?
What page is that?
But you're going back to 19 on the.
I'm 19.
They prepaid.
That, so they prepaid. So what that is that for the September 1st lease payment, so we send out the invoices in August for September, and there's several of them that we have already received the money at the end of August for the September payment.
Oh, so they.
So it's like a prepayment.
Early is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I even hate to bring up the sovereign group.
Okay, so just quick little history on sovereign. This guy had taken over it's a property that the district has some ownership is. I think there's 51 condo units. That he has the sub lease on it. He receives X dollar from
the homeowners
from the homeowners association. Thank you. And then he's to manage the you know, if there's any sales or that sort of thing. He collects the monies, and then we receive $750 a month from the monies that he receives. He has had some history of falling behind on payments. We've had to kind of encourage him a little bit along the way. He was upside down fairly substantial about a year ago. He did get that paid down. It's creeping up a little bit at $2,200, but we're, between Stephen and I, we boosted him, and he did have it down to about $750 about a month ago, or a couple of months ago. So So I'll, you know, poke at him again. Was that helpful, Arthur?
Oh, he was an
employee.
Yeah.
Wasn't this the fellow who came to the meeting a couple of months ago looking for some consideration?
Yes. He wanted us to buy his
interest. So.
Yeah, he wanted to sell it back.
This guy worked as a when the district was leased.
Right.
Yeah, he worked as a consultant, or was he actually an employee?
I think he was an
employee. Yeah, I would call that.
And he saw this transaction, and he went and bought the sandwich section of the sublease. And I think we should have arrested him, but I didn't have a majority. Yes, and then he pays us and whatever, and it's a criminal. But anyway, he's no longer with us, I guess.
Right. So.
All right. Anything else? No?
Not on the financials, but are we done with the financials, or are we?
Well,
we're going down the road.
I was going down.
My comment is at the very end.
Okay, the deposits. By the way, if there are no questions, this goes pretty quick. So the deposits on 20 and 21, anything? Any questions?
No.
Property tax receipts on 22. Is that a positive? That's a positive variance or a negative variance?
What?
The $68,895 in the right now.
It's negative right now.
So, and that's just
because I think there's some timing difference there.
Okay.
The first month.
Yeah,
no, I kind of got in the second.
Got it. Not a. Then, okay, that's deposits. Then, Las Palmas Medical Plaza. Any questions about that? Anybody hanging out really bad? I don't see it. Then the check register. Questions about the check register? We're paying Dale Barnhart. Is that for consulting services? Or?
Yeah, he's the one that does
former
the inspections
guy,
at the hospital.
He used to be the building manager, great guy, and right. Very kind, and that's a really reasonable rate for his talent.
Exactly.
So my question had to do when I was looking at the payments. I was wondering with as much as staff is asked to travel around, like yesterday we were at LA and now that we have such a big district, I was just wondering, is there a thought to possibly investing in a vehicle for the district to have staff not have to be using their vehicle?
Hasn't been considered.
Just to cost analysis, whether that works and whether the district staff would appreciate that, if that's something that they want or they prefer using their own vehicle. If you could just kind of keep that in mind. It's just a big district now. And now I know that I was asking Donna earlier, how often do you guys go out to your satellite office? I know that you have it, and hey, but it's a big district, and I know sometimes you guys are asked to go all the way to the North Shore, and if that's the case, do you prefer using your own vehicle, or?
I don't know if the...
Well, if you have a Tesla. Mark, you got one to sell?
A company Tesla.
No, I would think if there was more frequency to it, maybe
you
consider.
I
just don't.
Much?
Well, I just got a mileage check for $189, so.
For 1 month?
So.
You said $189? Yeah. Would you rather the check or a car? Get in the district car.
Doesn't matter. It really does.
I'm just curious what you're...
I mean, because what...
Because
if I go out to Banning to this continuum of care, if somebody else is going somewhere else and needs...
Yeah, then you gotta use your car anyway.
Then you gotta, right. You gotta schedule the use of the company vehicle. But I guess if you're going on a group thing, like, three of us went down the program committee today,
because the day someone has to go out to North Shore is the day Vanessa has to go out to Riverside for a CalFresh meeting.
Okay, I was just thinking about that when I was seeing that mileage. If you could talk about it, and if you like the way it is, then that's fine. I was just curious. Whatever works better for you.
Thank you, generally.
I know we talked about, with the truck, when Vanessa had to bring all those canopies, but not that we use the truck all the time.
Okay, so that was, any other check register questions? Credit card stuff, anything you want to talk about? about. The Lost Palmas Medical Plaza account. Just remind me, I think I was, it was a remodel. Dave Johnson is it D.W. Johnson?
Yes.
Remodel, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then...
Yeah, that's the balance of theirs right now until we come back and do the landscape.
He is one of the better contractors in town.
Right.
Pretty trustworthy.
Right. Pretty reputable.
I haven't used him in a long time, but he knows his stuff. Good. Hospital, retired in the RPP. People are...
One of the things, this is a highlight there, that you see the second line item there, the vested, no longer employed hospital, there's 61 participants there. Annually, we send out to any of the open, the active, and vested participants, we send out an annual statement that tells them what their balance that they have. There's oftentimes that we receive those returned because it's not a current address. So we're going to start working on seeing if we can track these folks down. And if we can't track them down, then I think we're going to at least come back to the committee and propose sending the monies to the state, having them escheated so they become.
You send a check out and it comes back, is that what you're saying?
No, it's a just a statement. It's a letter.
Gotcha.
Letting them
and
know
that, letter's coming
that, that they have the those monies available to them. So that they can move them
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's in a, those are coming back.
The letters.
Yeah.
So it's an inaccurate address. And,
I mean,
are they still employed, Chris?
Well, the ones that say vested
the
no
61.
Longer. There's
six,
61 of those.
Yeah.
But there are some, but fewer on the active side.
We could
probably compare with
but
our we could
HR.
Check
with
the
yeah.
Last time
make sure our last addresses are.
And we haven't been as concerned with those that are active, but certainly the vested ones, especially if there's some that have been.
Yeah, that's kind of growing as a number.
Well, it's been hanging right around the 60, but because once in a while we'll still, you know, we've been sending these statements out for years, and then all of a sudden we'll get one that says, oh, I have this money, now I'd like to have it.
Right.
So we do get some of those, but there are, I would say... We just barely sent them out, so I don't know if we've received any back
yeah.
this year. We have received some.
8, 9, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to start doing some work there to see if we can identify if they have, if we can find a new address for the folks.
Yeah, you can check with tenant because they might, if they're, do you have a retirement plan over there?
Mm-hmm.
Sure you do. So they might,
oh, okay. Yeah.
They,
okay.
They might keep their eyes on that a little more than they keep their eyes on us. Which would be a good thing, and as long as that works, you can try that. But then they actually might have fallen off the map or died in Wyoming, and we
yeah.
don't know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they move and they don't realize that
right.
this is an item that they
mm-hmm.
should keep track of. And
yeah.
So.
All right, great. That's our PP. And then, grant payments, 34. Anything on that? Or any questions on the grant payment statement?
No.
All right. Good. Let's go on then to the lease agreement with Peter Jameson.
Okay. So we have three leases that we're proposing to the committee. The first one is for Peter Jameson.
Excuse me, did we approve the financials?
That's a really good...
We did not.
Thank you very much for drawing that to my...
good job, Andre.
...my inattention. Is there a motion to approve the financials?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so... and all three of these are current tenants of the Medical Plaza that are looking to renew their lease. So the first one is Dr. Jameson is wanting to do a 5-year renewal. base rent of $1.86 a square foot plus TI allowance of $15 a square foot. And again, just as a reminder to the committee that all the new leases, we are requiring the fire sprinklers be installed as we're moving through the facility. So that's the first one. The lease date would be October 1st.
Do you want us to approve? Do we approve them one at a time, or do you want us to hear all three and do them as a group? Just approve one at a time.
I think
I can't remember what our practice is.
One at a time.
I can barely remember what page I'm on. It's been a long week. All right. Any questions on the Jameson lease?
No.
Is there a motion to approve?
Some.
There's a motion. Second. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, great, thank you. The Cohen, Mush, and Thomas Medical Group, please.
Okay, the uniqueness of this one is that they are looking to move to a different set of suites. So they will be having some TI work done on the new suites, which is 105, 106. So the plan would be, we'll work with the dates on this lease, but would like to probably propose doing a lease date of October 1st and then allowing a commencement date of the earlier of notice of completion or December 1st. What's that?
Are they taking more space?
I'm sorry?
Are they taking
more space? It is a little larger.
Going down?
It is a larger space than what they currently have.
Right. Okay.
So this is a 5-year lease. $1.52 a foot and $15 a square foot for tenant improvement allowance.
Any questions? Is there a motion to approve the Cohen, Mush, and Thomas Medical Group lease?
No.
There's a motion. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any opposed? None.
Aye.
All right. Lease extension, Dr. Dennis Spurgeon, DC.
Okay, so this is a renewal. Existing tenant, 5-year lease, $1.52 a foot, and $15 a square foot for TI allowance, and this would be a start date of October 1st.
What do you get for $19,000?
What do you get for
$19,000? What does that buy?
What?
Carpet?
It depends on what they're wanting to do interior-wise. Some of them do, you know, a freshen up with the floor coverings and a paint job. And that's kind of the majority of what most do. But right now we're giving them a little extra on the TI allowance because of the fire sprinkler, which is typically costing about $5 a foot.
Okay.
Good question. Anything else? Is there a motion to approve Dr. Spurgeon's lease?
So moved.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Second. All those in
favor? Second.
Aye.
Say aye.
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 There we go. Okay, now we get into some real stuff. The organizational chart.
All right. So as part of the assessment, the internal assessment that I have been working on, there are two overarching functions that we see the district has internally as it serves the board. One is on the programmatic side, which includes grant making, and there is the other one, which is the administrative side of the organization, which includes finance, legal, HR. So what I propose is to eliminate the position of chief operation officer and have a chief administration officer, which would be Chris, and have a chief program officer in charge of the programmatic side of the organization. So that way we have, on the administration side, we have Chris as the chief administration officer. Under his purview will be the accounting of the organization, the marketing and communication, human resources, IT. Some of those functions are not staffed, but they are rather subcontracted with with a contractor that provides services such as IT. One of the critical points that we have in the organization is that our employee handbook is outdated, so we need to update that, and we need to bring a consultant on board. On the programmatic side, we are almost fully staffed. I believe that we need to have a public policy analyst if we want to move into a direction of addressing social determinants of health. One of the critical components of that is health in all policies, and for that we will need to have a function of someone who is doing public policy analysis and someone who can guide the district in keeping a finger on the pulse of every policy decision that is made that has some influence over the district. And then to support the two departments, we will have to hire a generalist with the administrative and program assistant function who can support the two departments, that is the administration and the program department. So by doing
all this, is that a new position tomorrow?
Yes, that's a new position. And with all these changes, we have moved the district from having an estimated budget of 1.5 million a year to 1.3. So we're saving $155,000 with these changes.
Would you also include, since you added two consultant positions here, would you also include the legal as a consultant as well?
Well, that is already in existence, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
But on this organizational...
it would be, yes, on the administrative side.
So it would be that he would be reporting directly to you?
So he actually reports to the board because he is someone who provides advice, legal advice to the board.
So I just think you should
With the direct line to the board and the bottom line to the CEO.
I mean, you all can call a lawyer if you got legal questions, but it's really to protect us from certain things we could do as elected officials, which came into we had that situation. He was like, no, oops. and that's really important.
Yes.
Because you, as a public official, you what you think you can do, you can't always do.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. And you, I don't know how you ended up with a budget surplus because doing that, but congratulations.
The major part of it is that we didn't refill the chief operating officer position.
Yeah. So. Good.
The question I have is, do we have to talk to Chris with respect now?
No, it doesn't really change much.
I've never required that article. you just don't slap me around.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that, as I look at this, just for consideration, for I was just thinking about how I read in the Desert Sun recently about interns that have recently served in some of our elected officials, and in the past you've used interns as well, and I just think it sends a really good message to be able to develop future talent. And if there was I know that I'm not talking about a specific intern, but in public policy, in the policy part, as you're communicating this is an organization, this is who we are, and this is why we're this strong, but I just the idea of interns being part of this organizational chart, I think would be good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact, I did a fellowship with CORO. Mm-hmm. So that's an organization that we could approach to have a policy intern who can work with us for long term.
Just to be able to get people through and work with them with this special project and encourage just developing future talent.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'll report to Donna.
Thank you.
I'm lost. Hold on. What?
page 102.
Yeah.
Thank you. One of my things is running out of power, so I the org chart.
We're on number four of other matters on the agenda.
Thank you.
So, I think we're on number five. If we completed do we need an action?
We do.
Yeah, let's. So we're going to approve the revised organization charts and salaries. Is there a motion to do so?
Before we do that, okay. Salaries part, I'm assuming that...
I'll second that.
I'm assuming that all staff get the same medical benefits that the board get? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and the 401k, what is that also?
It's a 457b plan, which is a governmental version of a 401k. And so the employees can contribute, they can contribute the max that would be allowed for IRS purposes, but if the employee contributes a minimum of 6%, then that contributes the 6% match from the district.
So up to 6% for the district?
Up to 6%.
Up
to 8% from the district. Did I say that wrong? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So if the employee contributes 6%, they get the 8% match from the district.
Okay.
Forgive me.
So it's total 14%.
So they
got to
do a 6.
But it's 5 years until you're vested. Correct.
Yeah, so it's a scaled up 20% investment rate.
Okay, thank you.
And one other thing to point out here, too, is that we have in the budget that was approved, the program research analyst, which is Megan Kane, was to come on as December 1st, moving from the grant, the TCE grant, to a district employee as of December 1st. We do have this upgraded to be effective November 1st in this plan. So moving it up 1 month.
Good. So the action, we want to approve this? Or motion?
I think there was already a motion. I'll second.
There's a motion, there's a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Aye.
Are we five?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm dealing with two things at once here. I apologize. It's going to stop here.
So.
Oh, also, just to confirm that we're approving the job descriptions that were part of that packet.
Yes. Do you want to separate? I think that was part of
it. It's all part of it. Just wanted to make sure you were aware.
Yes. Good. All right. Page 114 is where we're at.
So the next item is a request for consideration to approve a consulting service agreement with Maggie Martinez to do HR consulting for the district at a rate of $833.33 per month, so that we'll keep it at $10,000 per year. And the reason why I believe we need to have HR consulting is, I think, probably self-explanatory, but one of the immediate needs we have in the district is to review our employee handbook. And there are other issues of compliance with training and labor laws in the state of California that change very often.
Yes.
And I believe we haven't had a review of our existing policies for quite a time. And last year there were, I believe, 15 new rules that were enacted, and we need to be in compliance with those.
Yeah. There's a whole new set of... So we have like 50 full-time and 40 part-time employees, and we have an outside company.
Corona, how long do you expect this relationship to last?
I hope that it will be multi-year. Because
it's... Say it again, I'm sorry?
Multi-year, because it's something that it's... our needs in the state of California are typically ongoing with the changes that the legislature has every year related to labor laws. It's like...
So this will be ongoing?
Yes.
And what kind of hours per month do you expect this individual to commit to the hospital, to the district?
That's a good question. I don't know exactly how many hours. It will vary from 1 month to the next, depending on the needs of the district. And that's why we structured it as a retainer. The same way that we have with Larry, who is providing IT consulting to the district. So it varies from month to month, but at least a minimum of 6 to 8 hours, we expect this person to be working with us.
But it's a fixed fee of $833 a month.
So you're paying in fact, this is how mine works as well, and mine's happen to be called SRM. I don't know if anybody knows what they are. You pay a monthly fee, and then if you have a serious problem where you've got to deal with an employee, like some blow up, some injury, some whatever, mm-hmm. They can kind of manage that for you.
Yes.
And take over that portion, keep you from violating the many laws of California. And we just got 8 or 9 monster changes in the California employment yes. law.
I just have a question about compensation. You know, let's assume the $833 a month retainer is for the work you outlined here in terms of what we need, in terms of the HR handbook, etc. And then let's assume something, an incident occurs that would need that person's involvement beyond. How do they bill us? On what financial basis would they be billing us?
So that is a very good question. In her proposal to us, there is stipulation for when there is a specific project, such as special audits, or there is an investigation that's required multiple hours or multiple days of time from that person, that we will negotiate with her an additional hourly rate, I believe.
To be determined.
To be determined based on the needs that we have, yes.
I understand. All right, thank you.
So, and the agreement is for 1 year.
My question is, I'm assuming that you had knowledge of this person before, so feel comfortable with her skill set, but I'm wondering about cost-wise. Is it comparable to other costs? So is this the best?
It is the least expensive, in my experience.
Okay. I know that a BBK will be very, very expensive.
Yeah, this is.
Okay, so, but I'm just wondering in terms of, did you make that assessment that it is a reasonable cost that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, this looks pretty fair. Yeah. I mean, just in terms of the experience I have in doing books like, and in there is they're going over and updating all our materials and things like that. So,
but those are additional costs of this budget.
Yes, and I'm sure if there's some incident, we're going to get hourly billing on top of it. But this is, you know, you got to make a phone call and go, what do I do about
it? Yeah. Exactly.
Good. Any thoughts? Anybody feel?
So I'm just wondering, is it possible to put a cap
on the contract?
On those special projects, if we do have something, can it really exceed something that's reasonable, or is that not?
I think we would bring it back to the board,
okay,
or have a conversation, you know, of some sort to authorize if there is an exorbitant amount of any special project, and I think that would be long project that would allow us.
So the first one, if you go to paragraph 2.1, it's the flat fee. And then special projects, and number one is the employee handbook. So a good question would be, you know, we improve this, it's going to go to the board, and how long do you think it's going to take to do the employee handbook? Is it going to be 20 hours or 200 hours?
I believe we included updating the employee handbook in the flat fee. So that will not be an additional cost. That will be included in her monthly
rate. If you negotiated that, it does say, though, in 2.1 that, and it gives that as an example, drafting an employee handbook.
If there's like a complete redraft.
Got it, okay. No, I got that. As long as you got that, I understand, I'm fine. I'm just reading the agreement going, How much is that going to be? You might want to confirm that before.
Because it's in the Exhibit A, it does spell it out more specifically.
I missed Exhibit A.
On page 119.
Oh, I didn't read it. Yeah. Oh, very good.
So the last bullet point.
Review employee handbook.
The review.
There you go. Handbook, thank you.
But if there's a major redraft, that would be an extra.
I didn't fully study page 119. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
Okay, thank you.
That's good, thank you. I'm serious, that's a lot of help. Is there a motion to approve this?
Yes, so moved.
So moved.
Then there's a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. The auto allowance, is that next?
Okay, so the when the CEO was hired, was negotiated to do a $6,000 relocation expense. And also, you know, typically the CEO is going to be doing a lot of driving around. And so we just felt that, you know, for the CEO to keep track of a mileage log, it made better sense to consider doing a $500 a month auto allowance. This was included in our annual budget that was approved for the fiscal year. So staff is proposing an amendment to the CEO employment agreement to include the $500 a month of auto allowance.
For the record, we've done this in the past.
Correct.
Okay.
Any, is there a motion?
I have a motion.
Motion to approve. Is there a second? I'll second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. So we pulled number 7, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And the CBAG link,
that was tabled.
That's going to be tabled. So we need a vote on that, or we did that?
No, we did that at the beginning.
At the beginning, I covered the agenda. All right. Political consultant for potential hospital lease transaction, 143.
So when the ad hoc committee met with Kaufman Hall, one of the, regarding the potential transaction with Tenet, one of the key questions that came up is how can we, from a political perspective, understand what is the intention of our voters with that, and there was a request to have a political consultant to provide services to the board regarding some of the political implications of having this type of transaction, and whether it would be, is it in the best interest of the district to propose something of this nature to voters? Is it better to treat this as a lease rather than as a sale? We don't know that, and that's why there was suggested that the district have a political consultant to come and guide us. And so we looked at different organizations, different proposals, and there are some estimated costs of doing this type of work. There is a component of feasibility, which is providing consulting to the board, doing some polling, and also helping the district make the determination of whether this would be on a March ballot, on a November ballot. So this is what we have, and we want to be cautious with this subject and probably seek an authorization to have the feasibility phase only, rather than doing anything, but we want to be prepared if there is a decision that we need to make and have a contract in place with someone who can advise the board on such delicate subjects.
So this doesn't have a timeline though, right? It just says until when?
It doesn't have a timeline, and the reason for that is because we are pending to hear from Tenet, but we don't want to be caught in between meetings and having a lengthy negotiation process with a firm that can provide these type of services. So that's why we want to have a cautious approach, authorized to have a contract, and the staff can negotiate this contract and have our legal counsel involved with that.
So this is kind of the range, they're giving you the authority to work within this range.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will share, I haven't mentioned Conrado, Linda Evans with the hospital. I will share that we've also sought proposals from local firms, and it is a two-phase process. So if we get to that point, we immediately do kind of a survey feasibility analysis to, and that's more to assess the opposition or the support to then determine the strategic education outreach ballot campaign that we would have to invest in throughout the district in order to get the vote passed. So, you know, you want to line something up or at least have that ability to have folks ready, and we could probably coordinate at some point on making sure we're not duplicating companies, for example, because we want to stick local. But the first thing they usually do is they'll do a survey just to determine really how much more do you really need to spend, or is this going to be easy or is it going to be hard, or, you know, how much direct mail, who do you have to target, what are the messaging points, that type of thing. You've already done surveys at the district for certain things in the expansion, so some of that information is actually helpful. It's then just digging into whether or not there was poor sale.
I was at a political meeting in that J.R. Roberts and another city council member held at the convention center, and it was open to the public. And I went for, I guess it turned into just a, like, instead of a 3-minute time limit, people could go on forever. And a written question was submitted by some unknown person on what do you think of the potential for either Tenet to buy or lease the hospital? And the buy thing got a gasp in the room, just for the record. And I don't know what your polling says or whatever, but there is something, but there is this, there's two problems that I see. One is, you know, we really, you know, and I don't have a problem with this going to the board for a discussion, but we aren't really that far along yet on the negotiations. And we have a very important meeting coming up when we have the principal on the other side here. And that's kind of important. It could be all over after that day, you know, for a long time. Or not. Or it might be a big green light going, all right, we're getting near. And for me, the there's a lot at play right now, and I'm not sure. Did you run this by the lawyer? Is it okay for us to poll?
So, one of
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just thinking, and maybe it's really wise to like have it in the bank and ready to go.
One of the considerations is what happened in the event of the unknown.
And yeah.
We need to be prepared.
Right.
Number two, I think we need to have, from a political standpoint, we need to be to have some talking points ready and to unify our voices on how we are presenting this type of information, because it's very sensitive, politically speaking. And I think EF can structure a contract in a way that could be triggered in any moment to start this work and to stop it at any moment if we don't need these.
So let's say we approve this. Do we have someone in mind? Do we?
We do.
Because I suspect, what I'm hearing, and I wasn't in these meetings firsthand, people met with, just say, the congressman who's got some strong opinions about
yes.
What may or may not be the right way to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
that I'm not a party to, but someone told me, well, that didn't go very well.
Yes.
And which may or may not be, and still, I mean, I suspect tenant probably knows a lot more than we know, and this probably isn't the place to share that information and what issues may lie out, and then yeah, I guess we can go see what we find out. Mm-hmm.
But I think the idea would be,
I don't think it's a bad idea. Yeah. I'm wondering I don't think it's going to be that fast, and mm-hmm. or I'm going to know after the meeting with the CEO of Tenet how fast it's going to be, and that's a mere 2 weeks away, something like that.
Next year.
And I just think, you know, kicking this down the road for a month.
But what my understanding, though, is that you're saying that even though it may not happen in the next 3 months, that you're not going to start, they're not going to start billing us.
Exactly.
Until you say, okay, this is
where we're going to start.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But we're going to know in 2 weeks whether this is a difficult road, whether we're even near each other, mm-hmm. or whether it's like full speed ahead. Yeah. Or, you know, and I honestly have no idea mm-hmm. what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And I know where Director Matthews stands on the matter, and I'm just one, mm-hmm. But more is better, is kind of how I see it. And there are other, and if we're going to test on just this, I still have an enormous problem. Half the district pays for the entire program, and it happens to be the portion I represent, and that's a real problem, I think, for some people out there. Unfortunately, not many people understand it, and maybe that's best.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And I frankly don't have a solution. And I mean, not only did they not know about it, they didn't get to vote on it, and now we're going to ask them to vote on something. And it wouldn't be hard to kill this because of that. And having a solution, such as an enormous amount of money, would be helpful.
Well, I think that's the key to this, because it would be like a two-step process. The feasibility part of it would be kind of like where you're talking, just a game, also with where Linda was coming.
Can you guys talk up just
okay.
a little bit?
Yeah. Sorry about that, Arthur. So I was talking about this would be like a two-phase type of situation where the feasibility would be if there's that trigger that says that, okay, there's a potential that, you know, there's a transaction going forward that would start the feasibility process that would, you know, trigger like the polling and getting a pulse on the community to then identify if it makes sense to do a March ballot, a November ballot, if there's going to require a lot of marketing outreach type work, and then that would be the education program part of it that would come in kind of a second phase. If that
absolutely.
So again, I think. I'm not opposed to the idea. We have a really critical meeting a very short time from now where one of two things can happen, where people are going to be really enthusiastic, or they're going to go, hey, now's not the time. Mm-hmm. And we're not, you know, I have no idea how this next meeting's going to go. But let's say it goes.
Is this going to be subject to an RFP, or is there a group that's pretty much understood to be people we want to work with?
We have a group that submitted a proposal that we feel confident could be a good match for our needs.
Is it a local firm?
No, it's not a local. It's a California-based group. They have offices in Washington, D.C. as well.
We also have two other organizations that have submitted a proposal. Only to show Conrado those, we haven't gone over those yet.
Again, I'm not opposed to the concept. I'm uncomfortable with the timing, so I won't be supporting this.
Yeah.
Not just for today.
Mark,
just for today.
I have a sense of how hot or how cold Tennant is in terms of their sense of timeline. You know, yeah. We can wait another couple of weeks till we have that seance with them.
They get really, this meeting is pretty much the most important vote on their side that there is, right?
Yeah.
And it's, and we'll see what happens. I mean, that's the, I understand being prepared and I understand being whatever, but I'd like to, you know, who are they, what are they? You raise a really good question about, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I'm uncomfortable. So that's not with the concept, with the timing. And I think we need another month. So that's me. So others weigh in. I'm just giving one man's opinion.
I'm curious about where the dollars came from. Is it based on this one proposal that you got from the Washington?
It was based on two proposals. So the two proposals came in with very similar costs. One comes with higher monthly fees than the other. So what we presented to you is the one that has lower monthly fees. But the structure is similar. So there is a feasibility component and then there is the outreach. I believe that the one that we're presenting to you has more layers and more components. So it seems to be more thorough in their approach.
So it outlines how many community meetings and it includes, costs associated with it,
exactly,
materials,
yes.
All that included.
Yeah,
in
so that. like a polling and focus groups, things like that. And that's in the feasibility part of it. And I think the way I see it is the feasibility would be, you know, the first and foremost, mm-hmm. and then whatever happens from there may trigger the educational program part of it, and then that can be brought back and discussed another time. It kind of mostly here was just to kind of get a feel from the committee if it's something that we would be giving kind of an okay to move forward with if there was a transaction to trigger the feasibility part of it. And a lot of it's depending on the timing of when it would be perceived to go on the ballot, too, because there's a pretty short
time. I gotta believe that the team at Tennant Health has probably thought this through and probably has some targets in mind that are better than others. That would be my hunch. I don't know if they have a political consultant, but I suspect they do. And I think they've thought through, then they kind of know which targets would be the best.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah.
But our approach is different. We're not looking at who we're going to target for outreach because we cannot advocate one way or another. We
right.
cannot run a political campaign.
Right.
So because the approach is different and because they're representing two different interests, we're looking at a completely different type of proposal and a completely different type of work. We want someone to come and tell the board, this is what you should consider, these are the landmines, this is a good idea, this is a bad idea. So this is going to be very contentious, politically speaking, and...
Or not, I mean...
Or not.
You know, you don't know.
But you already experienced the gasping in a room.
Mostly, I think there's no public education. And there shouldn't be, because frankly, mm-hmm. this is all...
Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about.
And everything's being conducted sort of in private by... right now.
But there is no proposal on the table.
No.
So
no.
There is nothing to talk about. I think when the moment comes, that's when we need to be...
Right.
Prepare.
Yeah,
to make it
I don't disagree with you there. I'm going, hey, can we wait a month?
I think because it appears that two board members are hesitant to act on this today, I would be inclined to go along with them on that. But it would allow us also to, I guess because of my short time being on this board, I've already learned that from some of the proposals that you brought forward that had a lot more detail to it. So, like, for example, how many hours of outreach, and does that include the translation and, you know, that kind of stuff? So if we're going to wait for 30 days, can we have a little bit more detail as to
absolutely
what you can
pick
up this?
I think so.
Okay.
And that's all. I'm not mm-hmm. opposed to this at all. In terms of, I just think we're gonna know a lot here very shortly.
Absolutely.
It could be really fast, yeah. Or it could be, oh, we're quite a ways mm-hmm. apart here. And
a board meeting, you're gonna have to be approving whether you're moving forward with a potential proposal.
Right.
And that can also trigger then.
Well, we could even do it. Let's say the meeting goes really well.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next time we're back here, it'd be like, yeah, this isn't a question of if, it's a question of when.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time to do that. Right now, the meeting might not go so well, and you might have some board members feeling great about it and some not. Let's, for sake of discussion, and who knows what the issue was, but let's just say for sake of discussion, it was money. That might be. That might be a problem, and you know, then it's, I guess, I'm going, hey, just give us 30 days, man, let's get past the meeting. If you're cool with it, I mean,
yeah,
if not, or we could take a boat and go, we don't recommend it.
Absolutely.
I think it'd be better just to wait 30 days, and how do the other board members feel here? Arthur?
I agree with you, Mark.
It just, I hate to, I'm not trying to throw a rock under your feet here. In fact, I've been, you know, I've already made that not a mistake. I've said go for it. I'm with you, and then I had to back off and that's fine. And I feel very good about that. I don't want to get in your way for accomplishing this, but with the knowledge that we have of the desert and whatever, let's see. I have no idea what tenant's going to do at the next meeting. What this. And we're going to have a very good understanding. What I do, well, I'll talk to you privately about what I think. But I think I'm optimistic that because of a lot of factors, this could end very well. But it's also business people getting together and, you know, we could be many, many, many dollars apart. And I guess we need to see how close we are. That's mine.
Is that your motion?
No, I'm just saying that we'll hold it for 30 days, and I don't think we have to take an action. I mean, and it's just, I mean, we might be rushing here next week. Going, let's get this approved. And who are they? And where we going? Arthur, you're good. You're good. Okay. And then.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Right. I would agree with that.
All right. God, I feel terrible. But all right, anything else? Then we can adjourn the district meeting and pull together the foundation meeting. Call a meeting.
Wait a second. Did I miss the discussion on the proposal on page? Hold it.
Are you talking about item 8?
There was a proposal for a needs assessment. Did I miss that?
We tabled that at the beginning.
We tabled that, okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you look at the timeline, I think there's two issues in the timeline. The last issue says implementation January 2019. I think that should read 2020.
Yes.
Number one. And number two, there's no delivery date. And I suggest rethinking it. In terms of having a proposed delivery date that we define, unless we want to leave that wide open.
Which item are you on? What page?
129.
Because that timeline is the timeline for the RFP, not for the project.
No, I understand that, but it can't begin on January 6, 2019.
Yes, I know. It's 2020.
Got it.
2020, okay.
Got it.
And are you suggesting that we don't need to have an expected delivery date?
That's in the body of the RFP. This is the timeline for how the RFP is released, they submit proposals and they are awarded a contract.
So you're saying that the actual delivery date of the report will be in the proposal of the respective people? Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Welcome.
Good. Thank you. All right, so we'll adjourn that meeting and call to order the foundation meeting. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Motion to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And public comment? None. Approval of the minutes of the July 9th meeting. Any?
I was staying.
You weren't there?
I was not present.
Okay. I will move approval of the minutes. Is there, Arthur, for a second?
So, second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Any?
Aye.
And one abstention. CEO report.
Nothing to report from now.
Okay, great. That's always a good move. financial statements.
Not a whole lot to really discuss on the foundation side. As we all know, there's fairly limited activity going on in the foundation presently. For the first 2 months on page 5, we're ahead of budget by about $114,000. Some of that, again, is we're doing better on our investments and then just under budget on some of the expense items. So.
Point of information, the announcement that the city of Palm Springs is going to get a $10 million grant from the state, does any of that money come into our world, or is that just going to be administered by the city?
I don't think they're giving you any money. Does anybody know?
I don't think we're getting it.
Yeah, no. They haven't called and said, hey, let's work together.
Yes. Right. Okay, so that's not our agenda.
Yeah. Although we did send them money for the homeless.
But my understanding is there's still a component of that will be part of the collective collaborative with CBAG in terms of a navigation center focus, partnering with the county as well, and then possibly utilizing an empty hotel to establish housing for that. So the original plan on the first ask, I think some of those components will be part of that, but it is restricted to Palm Springs, where the first $10 million ask was going to be $7 million staying here and $3 million going to Martha's and Coachella Valley Rescue Mission. So,
that's what we were trying to define today, because we went back to the original letter that was submitted by Assemblymember Garcia and Mays.
Right, right. According to Assemblymember Mays, it sounded like he's still working on with Garcia to get something east, but this was clearly a dedicated, they needed to keep it to one location.
Okay.
So I'm sure the navigation center component will
so it is. It is following those guidelines from the original ask.
That's my understanding based on his preliminary.
Is it still going through CBAG though? Because at one point it was supposed to go through CBAG.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's actually going to go through CBAG. That's the difference.
Yeah, because I haven't gotten a response yet from Amy Blaisdell.
Yeah. It's still good influx to our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's great.
Probably not near enough, but it's a start.
Mm-hmm. No, there you go. It's never enough.
Okay. Financial statements, we're on. We're good. I think we're going to walk through them all and just approve the whole thing. Everybody cool with that?
Mm-hmm.
So deposits. Any questions on that? Check register, number 11. It's always fun to read the credit card expenses.
So all those gift contributions, were they gift cards or something?
No, those are actual, for the summer survival fund, the monies that we're collecting from the community. It just has that description.
Okay. So we got that money, okay.
We're receiving that, yes. So those are donations from the public.
And that's what we matched.
Yes.
Does this.
That's great. Check register, any questions? The credit cards. And then the grant schedule on 14.
Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to approve the financial statements? The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any other matters?
Aye.
Come before the committee, then we are adjourned.